Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We appreciate what God has started in our lives. And I want to thank God for all the responses we are having. We bless God for what God has done. And we thank God for testimony in the house. You are welcome to this special prophetic broadcast. And this broadcast comes up between 12 and 1. And the Almighty God will bless you as you join us. You can share with your friends. And if you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. God will bless you in Jesus' name. Grace of God shall not depart from you. God will always establish an avenue, an opportunity for you that will showcase your glory. You know, you will move into the next level of favor. You will move into the next level of mercy. You will enjoy mercy than before. You will enjoy breakthrough than before. All your stubborn enemies shall be disgraced. Verdict of darkness over your life shall be broken. God will turn your battle to testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, yesterday I was talking about laboring under the yoke of blood covenant. And today the 29th of the month of March, year 2021, I want to continue where I stopped yesterday. I explained to you what we mean by covenant. I told you that covenant is more than what people just look at, I told you that covenant is a deep spiritual thing. I told you that covenant is binding and is spiritually legal. Covenant is respected in heaven, is respected on earth. Covenant is an agreement. The word agreement is very strong. It's an agreement between two or more people. And this agreement involves promises, involves the two of them promising each other of what they are going to do as they continue this agreement. And violation of covenant can bring a deadly result into the life of people. I told you that even God himself entered into covenant with people. You see, God entered into covenant with Abraham. So covenant is more deeper than a contract. The word covenant is a very deep thing, and you must understand that. So sometimes people who enter into this covenant, they do not know how deep a covenant is. Do you know that people can enter into some covenant in the dream? Do you know that the exchange of eating in the dream can be a covenant? Do you know that sex in the dream is also a blood covenant? And this is why you must take things very, very serious. I told you that every form of sex outside marriage is a covenant. Every form of abortion is a covenant. Every form of libation is a covenant. Every form of taking blood of animal to bath, or blood of human being to bath, is a covenant. Every form of taking the blood of animal and shed it on the altar or shed it at the crossroad is a covenant. And all this one involve blood covenant. Every form of cutting yourself and you suck the blood because you love the fellow and the fellow not suck your blood is also a covenant. And a blood covenant is very, very deep. A blood covenant involves your life because life resides in the blood. So when you say you enter into a blood covenant, or when you are talking about blood covenant, they are talking about life entering to another life. We are talking about something binding the two lives together. So it is not an ordinary thing. It's not something you just do or enter into lightly. It's just something you just enter into without understanding. Blood covenant is very deep. It involves the spirit of both of you. The Bible says God created human being. And when God created human being, God has to breathe into the life of human being. The breath of the Lord enter into the life of human being and they reside in the blood. And that is why you must know that blood covenant involves two spirits coming together and is binding them together. It's not a small thing at all. It is a very dangerous. All this blood bath, all the blood oath, all the blood libation, they are all what we call covenant. All these are indirectly or directly putting you into a covenant. You must understand that. A person who broke such a covenant without the understanding of the covenant could find himself inside another thing. If you violate that covenant anyhow, it can be a problem because it is more than what people just look at. So a covenant is like somebody entering into a constitution, entering into a binding relationship, and it's very, very dangerous. And that is why you must understand what we are talking about. Do you know that even a covenant can be generational? our ancestor may have entered into this covenant and is now binding on us. Many boyfriend and girlfriend enter into this covenant and it has become a problem in their life today because they have made a covenant with somebody that they are going to get married to the person. Unfortunately or fortunately, the person is dead now or the person has married another person and there's a problem in their lives. We must deal with any blood covenant that is assigned to affect our destiny. We must deal with any blood covenant that's assigned to limit our destiny. And that is why I want you to really pray very well. Do you know that blood covenant, if it's not broken in the way of the Lord, it can stagnate somebody's progress. It can make people not to experience any breakthrough at all. Blood covenant is a dangerous thing. Many people are under the yoke today. And a lot of things has been happening in their lives. I'm going to tell you some of the things that you can see in the life of anyone that is under the yoke of blood covenant. I'm going to tell you. So I need you to listen to me very well. We have seen a lot in our deliverance process. We have seen a lot handling people, and we need to share with you on the platform. I pray that God will deliver you from every form of blood covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord to pardon you. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. And he's going to do so. Again, to tell the Lord, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to get your bottle of water and bottle of oil now. I pray into this bottle of water or a bottle of oil you have. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will enter into this bottle of water. The blood of Jesus shall fill this bottle of water and the bottle of oil. The fire of deliverance shall enter into it in the name of Jesus Christ. As you use it now, the yoke of darkness shall be broken in your life. And every blood covenant affecting you shall be broken in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your belly button. We are going to pray three prayer points as your hand is on your belly button. You are going to pray three prayer points. Beloved, the fellow who disvirgin you enter into a blood covenant with you, and you have to break that covenant quickly so that you can be free from that, because that has yoked your spirit with his spirit. That has brought the two of you together as one. Covenant is something deep. Covenant is binding. It's like a rope binding two people together. It's a yoke tying two people together. I want you to pray very well. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every evil link and blood covenant between me and the person that disvirgin me, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link and blood covenant between me and the person I have divergent, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link and blood covenant between me and somebody that have disvirgin me. If you know the fellow who has disvirgin you, mention the name. Every evil link and blood covenant between me and the person I have disvirgin, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you are going to mention all those you have had sex with now. And you are going to pray this prayer. If there are 20, probably you need to write them down. Probably you need to listen to this broadcast again. Write their names down. And this is what you are going to say. Let's say, for instance, now, if you have had sex with somebody called Chinyere, so you are going to do like this. You will say, blood covenant between me and Chinyere, arresting my progress. Break! Aha! That's how you are going to do it. And if the blood covenant is between you and Chinedu, you say, you blood covenant between me and Chinedu, break in the name of Jesus Christ. You mention the name of those people that we have entered to that kind of blood covenant. Or if you cut somebody's body and it suck your blood, you mention the name of the person and break it. If you have a sex with anybody, you mention the name, you break it. If you cannot remember the name, mention the place where the sex took place. If it's Onitsha, you mention it. If it's one hotel, you mention it and break the covenant. Just mention the name of the person. Say, every evil blood covenant between my life and this person, break and release me. 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 So I want you to do that one. Place your hand on your navel. Say, internal yoke arresting my destiny. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Shout this one louder. Generational evil covenant standing as embargo to my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Generational evil covenant standing as embargo to my progress, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest area. Say, blood covenant
waging war against my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Blood covenant. Waging war against my destiny. Break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Blood covenant. Waging war against my destiny. Break, 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 break in Jesus' name. We pray. Lay your hand upon your head as you anoint your head and shout loud and clear. Do you know that incision bring people to a blood covenant? Incision bring people to blood covenant. Do you know that tattooing your body bring people to blood covenant? Anything you do and blood comes out from your body is illegal way of entering to blood covenant. It's a very dangerous, and as you enter into it, whether illegally or legally, you are binding on you. You are going to pray now. Say, every unconscious blood covenant arresting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every unconscious blood covenant arresting my destiny, break, 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 break in Jesus. Yoke of blood covenant on my head, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. We pray. Anoint your two hands and stretch it forward. I prophesy upon your hand that this your hand shall carry good thing. Your hand shall prosper. Your hand shall excel. Your hand shall make it in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the glory of God shall cover your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. The mighty hand of God shall cover your hand and your hand shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Anoint your two legs now. I speak to your legs. Every yoke of blood covenant that is laying your legs, I command the yoke to be broken, be broken, be broken. And I command your destiny to receive light in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha! Wonderful. Bring out your prayer request. Lord, I pray on this request that favor of heaven shall cover this request. Glory of God shall enter this request. Mighty hand of God shall enter into this request in the name of Jesus Christ. You will, Lord, my Father, let your favor, your power overshadow this request and let there be testimony. I pray for everybody here. Receive the blessing of come and say. Receive the testimony on come and celebrate with me in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all the expectant couples. God is visiting you in a new way and you are going to be blessed with triplets and twins. I am praying for those whose business has gone down. Your business shall receive resurrection power in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be financial breakthrough. There shall be financial breakthrough. There's a document that has been tied down. That document has been released now. I see the people who have been expecting their permanent residence document. It has been released now. Aha, there's a celebration in many people's home now. God is visiting many, many people with breakthrough, and it shall be permanent in your life. I see more wedding garment being released. Waters, rivers, they are vomiting out what they have stolen from your hand. Great testimony is coming upon people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha, the yoke that tied down your husband, that made the husband to go away from the home, that yoke has been broken. Your husband will come home, and the joy of marriage will be returned. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Beloved, in case you want to get across to us, send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. You can also get across to us at our location, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town, off Alakija Road. You can just get across to us there. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget to share this voice audio with your friend. It is well with you.